Today, on the first day of its new term, the Supreme Court is hearing a big environmental case. It involves a couple who tried to fill in the wetlands on their property to build a house until the EPA said stop. The court's ruling could have big repercussions.
This case implicates millions of acres of wetlands throughout the entire country. And so it's a really critical case in terms of how we protect wetlands and also the role that wetlands play when we think about protecting our freshwater sources.
Camille Panu is an associate professor at Columbia Law School.
When you remove wetlands, you're removing all of your water storage infiltration systems for freshwater, but you're also removing your buffer. The way that I describe it is as if it's like you had your hand and someone took the skin off of your hand, but you had to use it every day. It would be really, really painful for you. And wetlands are that kind of a critical system.
The wetlands at issue in the Supreme Court case are near Priest Lake, a remote spot in northern Idaho. Dr. Bob Bond has been going to that lake since 1939, shortly after he was born, and he is now 83. His dad built a cabin there, not on wetlands, where Bob and his wife live for part of the year. Bob, welcome.
Hello. Good to be here.
The vast majority of people have never seen Priest Lake, so could you describe it to us?
Priest Lake is a lake with a little extension to an upper lake that's about 25 miles long, just south of the Canadian border in the Idaho Panhandle. There are three large lakes in the Panhandle, many smaller lakes. This particular lake has always been felt to be the most pristine because it does not have a city along the edge of it or even a large town. When I first became familiar with this when I was a kid, there were very few people up here, and even though you might call it undeveloped now, there are thousands of cabins around this lake. But it's still a wonderful place and still a lot of wildlife. On the little cabin where I'm sitting on the porch right now, we've had deer, moose, cougars, even a mountain goat in our yard. And my wife and I are both avid birders, and we have seen something like 156 species of birds from our cabin. So that is the setting that we are in up here right now.
What's the most rare bird you've seen? Like, tell me about your bird story that you tell at parties.
Well, many years ago, we found a chestnut-colored longspur near our cabin. That was the first ever seen in the state of Idaho. We saw another one a few years ago, which was the fourth one ever seen in the state.
Wow.
We had a black-legged kittiwake in front of our dock, which is the first one ever for northern Idaho. And we've had a lot of rare eastern birds in our lot. We've had blue jays, Baltimore Orioles that are unusual in this place.
Hmm. So Priest Lake is in the news because of this Supreme Court case. A couple is trying to fill in the wetlands that's on their property. You've told us someone else is actually trying to fill in wetlands not far from your home in order to build something there. Without getting into the details of these cases, can you describe these wetlands that are immediately in danger and why they're important to that area?
I am not totally familiar with the wetland that's headed to the Supreme Court. The wetlands near us are much larger. There's a 60-acre area that has been wetlands on the very south end of Priest Lake. It has been undeveloped in my lifetime, and it's a unique wetlands from a bird standpoint, certainly. We've seen something over 160 species just on or immediately adjacent to these wetlands. The problem is that these wetlands flood many years with several feet of water on them, and to develop them means you have to fill that. And how much fill that would take for 60 acres, plus what would happen to the quality of the water in the end of the lake with all that fill. So there are several concerns that we have. We don't know what will happen. And how this would directly relate to the Supreme Court case, I don't know. I do know that it is estimated that if that Supreme Court case goes in favor of the owner, that would put at risk something like 50% of all the wetlands in the country, which already are almost a rare habitat because of losses from development.
Are you worried about what Priest Lake may look like if everyone with private property is allowed to fill in the wetlands and the birds and the frogs and all of the other critters have no place to live?
Well, obviously I do. And, you know, people say, well, it's just one little spot. That doesn't make a difference. The birds can go elsewhere. But everybody doing that means that the birds really don't have anywhere else to go to. So, yeah, it worries us a great deal. And it particularly worries us here because of the quality of the water. This lake has had pristine water historically. And, boy, if they fill in this 60 acres with sand, it's going to certainly affect the quality of the water at this end of the lake.
Dr. Bob Bond at Priest Lake in Northern Idaho, one last question for you. What happens to the cabin in ensuing generations?
Well, we have three children, and none of them would let us sell this cabin. So it will go to our children, and they love it up here too and make use of it.
Dr. Bob Bond at a cabin at Priest Lake in Northern Idaho, now at the center of a big Supreme Court case that will have major implications for the EPA and for land everywhere. Bob, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.